We have a few Bible?
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. Bible.
All right. Well, good evening. And if you'll turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 14. Matthew chapter 14, verse 22. And Pastor, I want to thank you again for the invitation. Be honest with you, you know, we've been on deputation here for a little bit, and you get tired. You get weary. The Bible says, be not weary in well-doing, because it's guaranteed you're going to get weary. And, you know, to come to a meeting like this where we got to go soul winning today, we got to go, you know, there was bus calling, and I mean, we're amongst family, amongst our kind, and I'm just grateful to be here, and my wife, thank you for the hospitality. I'm excited about the fireworks tomorrow.
Woo!
I mean, I was just thinking about the fireworks.
You're not shooting?
What?
You're not shooting fireworks?
I mean,
well, we'll let you do it.
Yeah. I usually can't afford them. That's the thing, you know. But now we get to be a part of it. I mean, my daughter's nickname, I nicknamed her Chickens. And last night she would not go to sleep. She just, you know, so I started thinking about Crazy Chicken, you know, a little firework, the little chicken, you light it, and that's my daughter in the nursery, Crazy Chicken. But it has been a blessing. The shooting, the fellowship, the food, everything has been wonderful, and we thank you for allowing us to be a part of this. And yes, as you all know, the Zarns are very close friends of ours in the ministry. You know, Miss Danielle Young, she was one of my wife's bridesmaids, and my wife was one of her bridesmaids. Stevie was one of my ushers in my wedding. We're very close to them. We love them. And we just thank God that they got saved here, and now they're faithful in the ministry of me, so it works. Well, thank you for that. Matthew chapter 14. And a very common occurrence is that happens in public is when somebody will call somebody else out in public without mentioning their name. There's always going to be confusion. For instance, if a boss comes and sees a group of employees and he says, "You come here." The first thing the person does, you know, everybody in there seizes up and says, "You talking to me? You talking to me?" But I don't think we are in trouble of that tonight, because I'm pretty sure God wants every single one of you. He wants every single one of you to serve Him. We look in Matthew chapter 14, verse 22, the Bible says, "And straightway Jesus constrained His disciples to get into a ship and to go before Him unto the other side, while He sent the multitudes away. And when He had sent the multitudes away, He went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, He was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw Him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, 'It is a spirit,' and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, 'Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid.' And Peter answered and said, 'Lord, if it be Thou, bid me come unto Thee on the water.' And He said, 'Come.' And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, 'Lord, save me.' And immediately Jesus stretched forth His hand and caught him and said unto him, 'O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?' And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped Him, saying, 'Of a truth, Thou art the Son of God.'" Now my text verse, we look at verse 28. "And Peter said, 'Bid me come unto Thee on the water.'" He asked God to do a miracle through him. And tonight, in verse 29, he says, he responded, he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. And tonight God wants you to come down out of the ship of comfort, and surrender to go to the mission field. Tonight God wants you to come down out of the ship of comfort and surrender to go anywhere on this earth God wants you to go. Tonight God wants you to come down out of the ship of comfort and surrender to preach the gospel. He wants you to come out of the ship of comfort and surrender to be a preacher's wife. He wants you to come out of the ship of comfort and surrender to be a layman. He wants you to come down to this altar tonight and surrender all. There's no question in my mind that Peter knew the discomfort of saying, "Bid me." His friends didn't understand him. They asked him, "Why go?" Why leave the safety of this comfortable ship? Why drown out there? Is it that important? I imagine they said to him, you're crazy, Peter. Tonight, I'm also asking you to say to God, bid me. Bid me is the title of my sermon. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this great church and for their decades in the ministry, Lord, serving you and seeing souls saved. Well, Father God, we need more missionaries, 196 countries right now. There's 196 applications that church members can take and go out there and preach the gospel and win people to Christ, Lord. Lord, you're around the corner. You're coming back. And we need to get to work, Lord. We're in the final lap. We're in the fourth quarter. Father, we need to get souls saved and we need to work as hard as we can. I pray that somebody tonight will surrender all and they will ask you to bid them. In Jesus' name, amen. We look in verse 29, and he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship. Now, if you look at that, the key word is, and when. You see, by the time Samson figured it out, his whole life was wasted. And then when he finally figured out that he was supposed to live his life a certain way, he was already, his eyes were put out, he was already grinding at the mill, he was already useless to society. And in his death, he did more than for God than he did in his entire life. And I feel the same way that most of us Christians, we don't get the point until the end, till the latter days in our life. And the definition of time is when things happen. Now, a typical activity that my wife and I go to, we've been to many churches where they'll take you to like an adventure landing in Georgia. They'll have a putt-putt golf. They'll have a go-kart track. They'll have a little arcades and, you know, we'll join in with the church and be involved, you know, go and have fun. And there's a particular game. It's a basketball game where the little hoop goes forward and back. And you'll put in the quarters, and then, you know, you'll punch the start button, the timer will count down, and immediately two competitive people are going to get next to each other and start shooting hoops. Now, my wife and I are super competitive. Now, if you ask her, every time we play, I win. There's no question about it in my mind. But we start playing this basketball game, and the key to this game is simple. As soon as the balls come down, you grab them and start shooting. It doesn't matter how good of a shooter you are. I mean, you can throw it underhand style, throw it overhand style. You can do whatever you want. But as soon as those balls come down, just start shooting. Shoot, shoot, shoot till the clock is done. Well, we need to remember that in this life, it's the same thing. The clock is ticking. Time is going down. It's going away. And all that we're going to see in eternity depends on what we do now and how we respond to the calling of God. Jesus has already said it plainly. He didn't just say it to Peter. He said it to every single one of us. Come. Come. Now, Peter never would have walked on water if he hadn't acted. James 2:14 says, what doth it profit, my brethren, though a man says he hath faith and have not works? Can faith save him? Verse 17 says, even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Faith without works is dead. Now is the time to act. God wants you. Bid me, Lord, bid me come unto thee. Remember, for God to use any man is a miracle. Salvation is a miracle. Serving God is a miracle. For Peter to walk on water is just as much of a miracle as it was to save him. If you're saved today, God can use you. It's time to step out. So in order to step out, you must know who you're going to. You see, you're going to Jesus. You're going to Jesus. That's who Peter stepped out, and he was going to Jesus. Now, last year I was preaching a funeral for a Spanish lady in our church, and one of her family members was there. He was kind of stricken by the fact that I was going to Nicaragua as a missionary. He was excited, but he was just wondering how, why, all that. And the thought came across to me. I said, brother, I'm going to heaven either way. I'm just going from there. I'm just leaving from Nicaragua. Whether I leave from here or I leave from there, what difference does it make? And Peter walked on water because he trusted Jesus' invitation to come. See, you can trust Jesus when he says come. You can't trust Muhammad. You can't trust the Pope when he says come. You can't trust Charles Darwin. You can't trust Hollywood. You can't trust Oprah. You can't trust Dr. Phil. But you can trust Jesus when he says come. Verse 29 says, Peter walked on water. Now, in order for my wife to get to Nicaragua, we have to walk on water. In order to stay in Nicaragua, we have to walk on water. In order for Brother Collins to have been in Mexico for so many years and decades, he's had to walk on water. If you're going to step out tonight, you have to learn to walk on water. If you are going to step out tonight, you have to learn how to walk on water. Jesus placed himself on water. So in order to get to Jesus, you have to go by water. Anything you do for God, it must be done on water. You see, it took walking on water to build this ministry of Heritage Baptist Church. It took water to keep the doors open and to keep people getting saved. It took walking on water to do that. Now, just a moment ago, before the service, I walked in to the nursery. My wife was sitting there, and my baby daughter was playing with the toys. She's 7 months old, Elena. And, I started making a familiar sound to her. I started clapping to her. I say, yay, to get her all excited. And immediately, she stopped playing with her toys, and she got down and started crawling. And she started crawling to me. Now, just let you know something about that. When she was coming my way, I was making sure nothing was in her way. I was making sure if there was anything in the way, I was going to get it out of the way. I was making sure that she was not in harm's way. She brought joy to my heart when she was coming to me. And she put her head down. She couldn't see me, but I was watching. And then at the end, I picked her up and I held her. Now, if you step out tonight and you walk on water, God's going to make sure nothing gets in your way. God's going to make sure that you're not in harm's way. And you'll bring joy to God's heart if you'll step out tonight. He'll wipe your tears away. And he'll say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You can step out tonight because you're going to Jesus. Number one, you are going to Jesus. Number two, you're lifted up. You can step out tonight because you're lifted up by his word. You see, it's not physically possible for Peter to step out and stand and walk on water. It's a miracle. But you see, when Peter finally stepped out, his path became indestructible. No man, no weapon, no imagination formed against him could prevent his safe travels. See, the word started working in my own heart. I had been off in the world. I was in the belly of the whale. I was tired. And I finally came into church and I sat in the back pew. Preacher was preaching. The Holy Spirit was convicting me. And I finally made a decision. I said, you know what? I'd rather be in church all the days of my life. I said, if I ever leave church, Lord, just take me home. So look, you're looking at a dead man. If I get out of church, I'm a dead man. You might as well mark it. I've already made these commitments to God. And as I sat there in the back of the service, a missionary by the name of Jim Reynolds comes in. He was a missionary to Italy. He was, up in his 60s, 70s. And he starts preaching and he started asking, I'm getting tired. Who's going to go? Who's going to step in my place? He told me about the sun-beaten island of Sicily and all the Roman Catholics that are there and all the work that had to be done. And this gentleman was like my grandfather, and he's over here pleading. And I sat there in the back and I said, what a shame. Look how young I am. Out of the Marines, why can't I do something for God? And God began to work in my heart. He began to work in my heart. And after that, on my routine, I used to go to this place in Jacksonville called Moccasin Slow. It's trees. And I used to run out there, run back. And somewhere along the line, at the halfway mark, I was in the trails, in the trees. And God began to constrict me. And at the halfway point, usually you don't want to, when you start running, you don't want to stop because your heart will settle down. But there was this pressure from God to pray. So I got down on my knees on a trail, on a bench, and I said, I don't know what is wrong with me, God. I said, do something with me. You want me, take me. Anywhere on this earth you want me to go. And I said, I'll preach for you, God. I'll do it. I'll go. And then the next day I went up to the church and I told the pastor, and he's like, oh, you know what? He's like, Mike, there's just warning me. He said, there's no going back. There's no going back. And I told him, Pastor, I've already done this. This is just to let the people know. I've already made my decision for God. I surrendered. But the joy that was in my heart, a couple of days later, I was in the Bible college. There was a Burger King right around the corner. Instead of writing my papers, of course, I wanted to go to Burger King. So I go walking down to Burger King. gain some weight, start walking back, and along going down 17, cars are passing, and I was stuck in a trance. I couldn't believe that I had surrendered to the ministry, to surrender to the call of God, to go anywhere. I was like, you know what? He's going to send me to Timbuktu. This is what's going to happen. This is what I get. But I'm sitting there. There's a joy and a peace in my heart. And as I was going by, I was pretty close to the road there and the highway. And this semi truck just drove right by me. I'm telling you, it was no further than these mics right here. Now, I'm not saying that you should tempt God, but God put a thought in my heart, and I felt the rush of that truck. And then I said, my soul, the peace that God had on me, even when a semi came by me, that my path has become indestructible. And woe is me if I get not to Nicaragua to preach the gospel. God has already set a path for me. It's an indestructible path. 1,000 people will fall by my side. 10,000 will fall by my right side, but it shall not come nigh thee. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. And when you surrender to God, your path becomes indestructible. There is nobody who could have stopped Peter from walking. The only one who could stop Peter from walking was his unbelief.
Good.
And every step Peter took was sustained by grace. Now you can step out tonight because his word will lift you up. Bid me, Lord. Bid me. Number one, you're going to Jesus. Number two, you're lifted up by his word. And lastly, number three, your walk on water will help others to step out. You look at verse 33. Verse 33 says, then they that were in the ship. There's always those they that are coming behind you. They're waiting for you to step out and walk on water. And they're going to go cannonballing out. They're going to come diving out because they're waiting to see someone with faith, the faith of a mustard seed, to step out and do something for God. The person who doesn't care what family's going to think. The person who doesn't care what friends think. The person who cares nothing else what's around them except the Lord Jesus Christ, knowing they're going to heaven and willing to go and serve him. In verse 33, there's those shipmates. They're just waiting for you to step out. Well, maybe God has been calling you. Maybe God has been working out in your life, working in your life to step out and go to the foreign field, or to help in the bus ministry, or to help in soul winning, or to help in any other fashion that pastor may need some help here. Maybe God has been working in your heart, and it's time to step out. Just in just a moment, we're going to have an invitation, and I just encourage you to come out here. Spend some time. Don't care about who's looking at you, who's thinking about you. You come down here, you make a decision for God. And when the day I decided to do that, and I learned from the preachers about coming up to the altar and making decisions for God, I can care less who on this earth is sitting there looking at me. I come here to spend time with God and to get right with God and to stay right with God. I can care less what else happens in this world. So if you come here tonight and you make that decision, you step out, I promise you the peace that surpasses all understanding will rest on you tonight. And God's hand will be upon you tonight if you'll step out. People need to see you step out. See, I have one of the strongest influences in my life was my own preacher. 34 years he fought and he battled and he kept the faith, and he ran the church for 34 years, and he didn't see the grass greener on the other side. He didn't go here or there. He stayed faithful in the same spot. And because of him, now I can do the same thing. I've seen him do it. And there are some people behind you that need to see you step out and walk on water. I think of an old mentor, an evangelist, Victor Hernandez. Victor Hernandez was a tremendous man of God. I used to go soul winning with him. The man would drag me all day long. We would go in the mornings, then we would go watch soccer in a Mexican restaurant. And then we would go back and knock on more doors in Jacksonville. About 5 o'clock we'd have dinner. And then we'd go back and start knocking till the nightfall. And I was like, my soul. But the man left a mark on my life. The mantle he left was tremendous. And at 52 years old, 2 years ago, last year, I get a call at midnight. Dr. Hudson, our mission director, he calls me and he said, Brother Mike, Victor was in a car accident in Atlanta. And then I didn't get that voice message. So the next voice message just went right up. And it said, Brother Hernandez did not survive surgery. He's gone to be with the Lord. I said, how, 52 years old, how can this man be dead already? But you see, the Holy Spirit said something to me. He said, okay, he's gone. Now it's your turn. And likewise, Pastor Shearer is not going to be here forever. Likewise, you have to step out and you have to be willing to take responsibility and accountability. America's condition is our fault. It's nobody else's fault. It's our responsibility to go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves under the mighty hand of God, I will heal their land. But we have to shake off the indifference, church. We have to shake off the indifference. The casual, just listening to sermons and doing nothing with it. Thinking about things to do. You will have things to do for the rest of your life. But the decisions you make for God will be for eternity. Step out. Elijah, he parted the waters with the man, I can't remember what was in his hand. He parted the waters, and then he went up in a whirlwind of fire. And then Elisha saw him, and he went and did the exact same thing. He parted the waters. There are people waiting for you to make a decision for God. Someone is waiting for you to walk on water. God will take care of you if you step out. Just in closing, when my wife and I first decided to accept a call to be missionaries, the first 2 months, I left my full-time job at work in Jacksonville. She left her job. I didn't have an income. I had a mortgage. I had insurance. I had all the bills that you have to do. And we stepped out and we did it. We were running the numbers. We were running the budget. And our numbers were upside down. I mean, I stepped out early. I had 7% support when I stepped out. Typically, missionaries will kind of wait a little higher. Well, I just stepped out. Man of God told me, now or never. And I said, all right, you know what? Peter said the same thing. He said, oh, I might drown. I may not make this. I've never done this in my life. But he stepped out and he walked on water. And my wife and I, we saw the numbers. We were so upside down. We had so much to pay and nothing coming in. But I opened the Bible and Psalms said, preserve me, O Lord, for indeed I put my trust. I said, I've read that verse a million times. I've been a church member. I know it. But I was like, you know what is the difference now? Our faith depends upon it. Our whole life is hanging upon this verse. And I said, sweetheart, we're going to have to trust this verse. I'm not a smart man. I'm a stupid man. But I'm going to trust this verse. And we trusted this verse. And sure enough, I closed the Bible. We prayed. And I see some footsteps at my front door. People come right in. I just prayed. I just trusted God. And a person walks in, sits on the very same couch, and sits up and says, the Lord just told me to give you this $2,600 right there, cash. Didn't have to pay it back. Never did pay it back. And this is not the only thing. We can go all night. The Bible says the things that Jesus did, they could not be written in books. They'd be all the way outside this earth. And likewise, ever since my wife and I decided to do something for God, we've only been rewarded. We've only been cared for and taken care of by God. As my daughter came to me, it was a joy in my heart. And likewise, if you come to God, you're going to God, you know you're saved, then it's time to walk on water. It's time to stop doubting. Anybody can doubt. Doubters are a dime a dozen. But there's a person that will believe in this book and put their life on it and do something for God. I promise you it will not return void. God will bless. I pray that you'll do it. Heavenly Father, thank you for this church. And Father, I just wanted to be an encouragement. I didn't want to be ugly or mean or in any other way. I just wanted to encourage somebody. Maybe he was thinking like me, hey, does the world need me? Yes, absolutely. The world needs every single one of us sitting in here. They need us to make decisions for you and to walk on water and to go out, to launch out. Boats are made to sail, not to stay in harbor. And too many of us are stuck in harbor. It's time to get out and to launch out. Father God, I pray that you'll bless this meeting, that you'll bless the work that's done. And in the days to come, we'll find out what has been, what we're going to reap, Lord. I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let's all stand. You're tonight. God spoke to your heart. Just come on down. Just come on. Come on. Don't hold back. Come on. God says to you, I want you. He said, but preacher, I can't be a missionary. God wants you. Well, preacher, we can't give very much. God wants you. But preacher, I'm not very smart. God wants you. Well, preacher, there's some things in my life that I just, you know, God wants you. You see, when you get to the point in your life that you just surrender, then God will take care of you. Just surrender. Say, Lord, here I am, send me. I was pastor in the First Baptist Church at Elkton, South Dakota. First year I was there, and a missionary came from South America. And I got such conviction. And I sat down with Marcia, and I said, Marcia, I really believe we ought to go to Paraguay. And she says, honey, what God wants you to do, I'm with you. God never called me there. With all my heart, I think that God was just saying, well, let's see if he really means what he says. Did the same thing in the Dominican Republic. I about died to go to the Dominican Republic. After it was all over, God said, I just want to know if you're there. Pastor school 1 year. Brother Gibbs was preaching. We had 47 people from Heritage Baptist Church at pastor school that year. And this old preacher walked down the aisle and gave his life to God again. Preacher, you leaving us? I'm doing what God wants to do. It wasn't long. God just pat me on the back. He said, it's just what I want to know. I just want to know if you're faithful. And he spoke to me this way. He says, now, son, I know you want to go. But wouldn't it be better if you'll be one going. Wouldn't it be better if you send 30, 40 people from Heritage Baptist Church out than just one? So get back here and get busy. God wants you. He says, I want you. I want you. There may be some little boy, little girl in here tonight. The only way they're going to go is because of your encouragement. The only way they're going to go is because of your help. Hey, the Bible said even if you just give a cup of cold water in my name, he said, I'll reward you for that. I hope that you'll go home tonight. Remember, God wants me. God wants me. Father in heaven, we thank you for tonight. What a blessing. What an encouragement. Lord, I pray you'd bless Mike and his dear wife, that God would just do a great work in their hearts, their life, and their little one. Lord, I pray that you'd help us now as we get ready to come tomorrow morning and enjoy all the things of Sunday that always is there. The bus ministry and the little boys, little girls excited about coming to see a real live missionary. Lord, the time with the taco bag, and Lord, the time we go out to eat, and then, Lord, the evening service and wrapping it up, and then the bonfire and the fireworks and hot dogs and all the fun. Lord, may we realize what a great opportunity we have to serve you. Lord, thank you. Thank you for those who come alongside that are our encouragement that says, come on, let's do it. Lord, I bless this time. And all God's people said, and you're dismissed.